transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanbic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 8 hours. Let's get into the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munto Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Former Secretary to the Cabinet warns Zambia risks Tanzania-like unrest if citizens' voices are suppressed. Governance experts concerned about failure by some former Cabinet ministers to comply with court order on repayments. Andrew stripped of Prince title and will move out of Royal Lodge. To present the news, I'm Lusavelo Gondway. Former Secretary to the Cabinet, Dr. Leslie Mbula, has cautioned that Zambia risks facing a situation similar to the current unrest in Tanzania if political leaders continue to suppress citizens' voices and fail to engage in genuine consultations on contentious national issues. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Mbula has expressed sadness over the post-election protests in Tanzania, where opposition supporters have taken to the streets to condemn the polls, citing political favoritism, intimidation, and restrictions on free speech. Dr. Mbula has stressed that the Tanzanian experience should serve as an important lesson for Zambian leaders as the country heads towards the 2026 general elections, emphasizing the importance of listening and responding to public grievances related to governance. He has pointed to the ongoing constitutional amendment process, which has sparked widespread public debate and criticism, urging government to take citizens' concerns seriously and address them constructively. Dr. Mbula has further noted that Zambia's continued peace and stability depend on the political leadership's openness to dialogue and its commitment to protecting citizens' rights to free expression.
It's like when you steal the pot, if you don't remove the lid, the let the pressure continue building, it will explode and be dangerous. So it's always very important to lift the lid, that the pressure is the lid. The lesson we learn is that we should continue as Zambia to listen to whatever complaints people make about whatever policy they would try to introduce. If we don't listen, we could have a situation like that. Whenever there is a situation about which people protest, the leadership
governance expert Ruben Lifuka has expressed concern that some former cabinet ministers have not yet complied with a constitutional court order requiring them to repay money they earned while in office after parliament was dissolved in 2016. Mr. Lifuka has since called on the affected former ministers to fully comply with the court directive, emphasizing that doing so is essential to upholding the rule of law and maintaining public trust in leadership. His remarks follow revelations by Vice President Motalenda Lumango, who recently disclosed that 4 former cabinet ministers from the Patriotic Front have yet to make the required payments as ordered by the court. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Lifuka has urged serving ministers to draw lessons from this situation by ensuring accountability and transparency in their own conduct. He's further advised the affected former ministers to have verified payment details with the relevant authorities to avoid the current impasse, stressing that this is not time for excuses, but for demonstrating respect for judicial decisions.
We should also serve a lesson to those that are serving. There are a few things that people in power tend to overlook or tend to trivialize, but they come to haunt them. A good example, just simple declaration of assets and liabilities. Like everyone who's expected to declare those assets and liabilities has been doing so, and there's no reason why they haven't been doing that. So this is really a learning point for the ones that are still in government to ensure that every obligation is fulfilled and where necessary to provide those records to the authorities. That really is the call. Let them pay back and let the others learn lessons.
Mining expert Edward Simukonda says a balanced approach between state involvement and the private sector participation is crucial to ensure that Zambia's mineral wealth benefits from the national economy and the livelihood of local miners. Mr. Simukonda's remarks come after Parliament on Wednesday rejected a private member's motion by Nkana MP Binwa Mpundu, which sought to reserve the mining of gold, sugilite and emerald exclusively for the state. Speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Simukonda has noted that government control of these minerals could potentially strengthen the economy through better coordination and allocation of mineral resources to support cultural and economic development. But he warns that full state control could disadvantage local entrepreneurs currently involved in the mining sector. He explains that many Zambian miners generate income that circulates within the country, supporting communities and local development projects. Mr. Simukonda has emphasized that finding a balance between government oversight and private sector activity is key to maximizing the benefits of the country's mineral resources while protecting local miners' livelihoods.
It will put Zambians who are into that business at a disadvantage, in the sense that, you know, they are into business, and from the business that they're doing, they are able to keep the money within Zambia, and we can will be able to see a lot of development. And like when government takes charge, we won't have full control of where money should go, because money will be spent wherever government feels it's right. So again, you know, the rest of the parliament was correct by rejecting it. So it's executed.
Agriculture expert Frank Kayula says continued delays in paying farmers by the Food Reserve Agency could damage future business between the agency and grain producers. Speaking to Phoenix News, Dr. Kayula warns that the situation is weakening farmers' confidence and affecting their ability to prepare for the next farming season. Dr. Kayula explains that many farmers are struggling to plan their activities because payments for their produce have not been made on time. He adds that the uncertainty around when the funds will be released has left many unable to buy inputs or meet their financial obligations. He notes that although government has indicated that money for farmer payments has been released, the process of disbursing the funds remains slow. Dr. Kayula cautions that such delays could make authorities appear insensitive to the challenges facing farmers and risk undermining trust in government agricultural programs. In global news, Prince Andrew is to lose his prince title and leave his Windsor Mansion Royal Lodge following weeks of intense scrutiny over his links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. In a statement on Thursday night, Buckingham Palace said the King's brother will now be known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. Andrew gave up his other royal titles earlier this month, including the Duke of York, after facing more questions about his private life. We monitor the BBC for details of this story and also for other global stories.
The British monarch, King Charles, is stripping his younger brother, Andrew, of his title of prince amid continued controversy over his links to the late sex offender, Jeffrey Epstein. He'll now be known simply as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. All three international airports in Jamaica have been reopened for aid flights as relief efforts are stepped up in the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa. The Jamaican government is working to restore power across most of the island. Some communities in the west are still cut off. Tanzania's top